Parsha Ki Teitzeh, we have the mitzvah about giving a bechora. We don't actually have in the Torah rules of the bechor and all the rules of giving the double portion to the bechor, etc., as in there's a mitzvah to give the bechor. What we have it in is in the negative. The pasuk tells us, "Kitiyana lishtei nashim." A man has two wives. One wife he loves and one wife he hates. Okay, whether or not it's literal love and hate or likes one of them more. Okay, and he has a kid from each one, and it happens to be that the older child is from the wife he likes less. Yeah, ben bechor lasnia. So when he gives his bechora, it says there's an iser for him. Lo yuchal vaker ben uval pnei asnua lebechor. He can't choose to. Because he loves the mother of the second child so much more that he'll give the special bechora, you know, the double portion to the child of the loved wife rather than the child of the hated wife. And it says, don't do that to him. Rather, give it to the older one. Lo mishpat bechora. Whatever the bechora is, it's supposed to happen to the one who's the actual bechor. And this is actually the only, you know, in the Torah about what the Bechor gets. It's not elsewhere. We have some other rules of Yerusha in the Torah. Remember, we had Benot Slavkot, etc. But about Bechorah, this is it. We need Torah Shebal Peh and Chazal to explain what it means that, okay, but whatever it is that you're giving to Bechor, there's an Isser to change who the Bechor is. The Bechor is supposed to get something. You're going to choose a different child because you like that one's mother or more. That's a violation of this issue. That's what happens in Parashat Ki Teitzeh. Now, what we have is a little bit of an issue because there's a famous story in the Torah where people gave their bechora, double portion, to someone who was not the oldest child. Namely, Yaakov Avinu. Who did Yaakov give a double portion to? Right? He gave it to Yosef. Right, he said, Ephraim and Menashe, Keruven and Shimon, Yuli. So he made two double. Instead of Yosef being one shevet, he made a double shevet out of them. He played favoritism. So a good question is how Yaakov Avinu did that. And we know why Yaakov liked Yosef so much. Who? Yosef was Ben Zikuni Mulo. But who was Yosef the son of? Rachel. What do we know about Yaakov and his relationship with Rachel and Leah? He really loved Rachel. That was who he originally wanted to marry. Leah was a trick of Laban. But he really loved Rachel. So here we have a case of the oldest child, Reuven, being the child of Leah, his hated wife. Okay, again, depending on what you think the pshat is, because the pasuk says that he loved Rachel and hated Leah. So is it that he really hated her or just loved her slightly less? Okay, on his madrega, whatever it is you want to say. But it's clearly we have a case of the woman he loves has a kid, Yosef, and the woman he loves less, certainly, has the Bechor. And who does he choose to give a double portion to? Not the Bechor. So it seems that Yaakov Avinu is violating this Isser. Now, again, this is only a problem according to a very common explanation that the Avos kept the Torah. Okay, the simple explanation would be they didn't, or this Isser didn't happen yet. Okay. But we like to explain how the Avos cut the Torah because we like to view them as our forefathers who set us on this path and as the most ethical and righteous people. And if the Torah is the most ethical, righteous book, of course, the Avos kept up those standards. So then how could Yaakov Avinu give Yosef a double portion? So the Sforno says the pshat here is not that you can't choose to give one son over the other son, but rather, lo yavir b'chora min aben b'shvil sinat zo o avat zo. You can't do it if the reason is the love of the parent or the hatred of the parent. In other words, if you don't like one wife and you like the other wife, so aha, I love you, so I'm going to give your son the b'chora. I hate you, I'm going to take away the b'chora of your son. That's the iser. But says the Sforno, if the reason you're doing it is because of the son of the hated one being a Rasha, maybe, again, we don't like saying the Shvatim were Rishayim, but certainly on their Madrega, or having done some Maisa Rishut, which is the Pshat in the Pasuk that he says, you know, Ki Chilalta Yitzui, as the Sforno quotes here, Ubechilula Yitzui Aviv, Nabachoratol, Vene Yosef and Yisrael, Pasuk Divre Yamim, because of what you did, I gave the Bechorah to Yosef instead of to you. In other words, Yaakov is in his rights as the Sforno to choose to give the Bechorah to Yosef rather than Reuven, because Reuven did some Masa Rishut. Whether or not it's the Pshat is explained in the Psukim or in the Gemara that says, you know, whoever says Reuven did that is Eino Ela Toa, Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachman and Rabbi Yonatan says that. So, did Reuven actually do that, or did he do something wrong in the Torah saying, right, he just moved the beds? As Rashi tells us, he just moved the beds and it's Malav that he did that. Fine. Whatever it is he did, clearly there was something he did that Yaakov didn't like, and therefore Yaakov's in his right to say, okay, Reuven, you're no longer the Bechor, Yosef is. And says the Sforno, that's not a violation of Lo Yuchal Levaker Ben Uval Pnei Asuda. Because the only way to violate that is if the reason you're doing it is because you like that mother more and that mother less. But if you're doing it because that boy is bad and that boy is good, that's totally legitimate. And the Sforno says, this is as the Mishnah tells us in Bava Batra, when you're doing it only because that Lo Hayano He Keshura, then it's Zachor Letov. So that Mishnah actually says that you're not allowed to do it, you actually have to follow the rules. And Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, but if you're doing it because he has bad midos, so then you're Zachor Letov. But that's the Das Yachid. The Das Chachamim is that actually you're not supposed to do it. Says the Sforno, that's the Pshat, that he's paskening like Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. We have the answer for Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu is able and within his right to choose like Yosef, to choose Yosef as the Bechor and not Reuven, because of the Masa Rishut that Reuven did. So we have here the nice story, nice explanation to defend Yaakov Avinu, showing us how he kept the Torah, even though it seemingly is against Pshat of the Mitzvah. So the answer is that the Mitzvah isn't that way. But what's the message for us? The message for us, I think, lies in one word in this Sforno. He says, "Im yasa zeh b'sibat rishat haben machor, az ra'oi lahavir." Not only is he allowed to change who the Bechor is when the Bechor doesn't have proper midos, doesn't live up to his role and expectation of what we want from him, but it's ra'oi. It's appropriate to. That's the lesson that I think applies to all of us. In other words, we may have things coming to us. Right? Yerusha. You don't have to do anything, you just gotta be born. And, you know, the natural scheme of other things, obviously there's exceptions, but the generation before you dies before you, and you get their stuff. And it's, you know, you think it's coming to you, the firstborn, you get it. And no, it's not coming to you because it's roi to take it from you and give it to somebody else because of your Masa Rishut. So even things that we think come to us naturally, we have to remember that we have to act properly, not with Rishus, because otherwise it's Roy La'avir, we don't have anything coming to us at all if we're not acting in a Yashar fashion, but rather we're acting like Rishayim. Shkech. Right.